Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Guys, thank you for joining me for another Free Fall Friday. I'm hoping that my voice sounds okay. I've been going through a little bit when it comes to talking. Allergies have gotten the best of me, y'all, and I hope that this is a little bit better than how I've been sounding. Well, I know it's a little bit better, because I've been sounding a little bit crazy lately, but I sound a whole lot better now, and I feel a whole lot better, and I am glad to be able to speak to you guys once again. Number to call is 515-602-9653. The number again is 515-602-9653. We're going to be talking a little bit about what happened in Gastonia last night. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in our community. We're going to talk a little bit about why we should be doing some things a little bit differently than what we've been doing them in our community. I can't wait. I can't wait to talk to you guys about it a little bit, because it is some good stuff. We've done some good stuff. Some good stuff happened last night in Gastonia, things that did not go celebrated, which we're going to talk about that too, the way that it should have been celebrated. We're going to talk about all that stuff. All that stuff we're going to talk about on today's show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Again, as I say to you guys, thank you for joining me for yet another great show. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay. We'll be back in just a minute, guys. All right.
Special to end. Someone worth all love and attention. And I find a mention, sweetheart, that you're not my mind, but keep up the time.
go, places you'll go, then we'll have some children. Never once will I intend to ever make you sad. This is what I do, baby. Wanna raise a family with
my girl. To my world, you're so meant to me. I want you for my queen. Your love is needed, your touch. After all, I choose to fall.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, bear with me. I've been going through some allergy stuff for the last 2 weeks. I have not been able to talk to you guys like I wanted to. Last week, didn't have a voice at all. So I thank God that I have a little voice now, and I'm able to communicate with you just a little bit. So please, please, please bear with me as we go through the show today. I might sound a little rough at times. I might even sound like I'm losing my voice again, but it's okay. We have to talk to each other, and I did not want to let the day go by without attempting to be able to speak to you guys about everything that's going on, everything we need to have happen in our community, and we need to continue with educating ourselves on voting. We need to educate ourselves on education. We need to educate ourselves on the state of our communities and the state of our young people. So, guys, please bear with me, all right? Number to call is 515-602-9653. First of all, we're going to talk about the elephant in the room. Last night in Gastonia at the Legacy Event Center, Cheryl Littlejohn had a watch party because her Smith Soul Food Bistro restaurant was on Restaurant Impossible. And not only was that such a good look for Cheryl herself and her staff and the children she served, but it was an excellent look for the city of Gastonia, for the area of Gaston County. They were put on the map on an international level. We're going to talk about some other elements of that in a little bit. But let me say this. Excuse me. Let me say that not only did she open herself up to the world, and she spoke the truth last night, and it showed in the itself. And I'm telling you, I have respect for her, but I have a whole new respect for the young lady now after seeing the show, seeing the struggles, hearing the struggles, feeling the struggles in her voice and in her family voices, the kids that she served and their voices, and then seeing firsthand the impact she has on these young people. I don't care what some of y'all say out there, but when you can have an impact, this young lady has, some of the young people that I seen last night, you're doing something. Now, for the ones that want to say something negative, you're doing jack. You ain't doing jack. You're not helping me. All you is sitting up, sitting in a cesspool of negativity. Keep that negativity with you. Keep it with you. I'm trying not to let the negative get into this show today. But like I said, we have some stuff we need to talk about. Also, the band in which my son is in, I played. Their name is Culture, spelled with a K. And I need for y'all to understand that the band was doing their thing last night. This band that was strategically put together after things failed the first time. This is a band that's going to stay together. This is a band that knows what loyalty is. And this band is going to be in the area and the outside area of North Carolina and Kingston County, that is. I'm going to play some stuff. I'm going to maybe a couple of things. I don't know what I'm going to play from the band. But I'm telling you, this band is phenomenally gifted. People out there who have something negative to say, especially after the changes that we've had to make, I say to those people, go sit down and get you something to drink and take some aspirin for your headache. Because obviously, got a headache if you are hating on someone in the community. I don't care who you are. Is enough is enough. We got too much hate going on. Too much hate going on in the surrounding area. And I talk to my black men right now. The name of this show, today's show, is Petty Makes Pitiful. I've seen some pretty petty grown ass men. Petty. Being petty. I've seen some very grown people who say they love God. Who say they do things when God wants to do them. But the only thing I see you doing is spewing a little bit of hate and a lot of negativity around. Refuse to accept that. Now, if there's somebody out there, I'm sure because I made a post about it earlier, there's somebody out there that fight me. First of all, think about why you don't like me. Secondly, I'm sorry you don't like me. And maybe you should try to have a conversation with me instead of a conversation with everybody else. Because it gets back. See, I'm not the dude that I used to be. Because the dude that I used to be would come see you. You don't need to do that. So if you have a problem with me, as I said, secondly, come talk about the problem. Let's see if the problem really exists. If there is or if someone just trying to tug at your strings, you do something that must you do. And thirdly, if you don't like me, I don't care. You don't have to like me. You don't have to talk to me. You don't have to be around me. You don't have to watch my shows. You don't have to listen to anything I have to say or do or anything to do. We all agree to disagree. But what you're not going to do is go around and run your mouth about something you have no idea about. Y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I said. If you want to see me mess with my wife and my children, then we have a problem. then you'll get your wish and get to see me. Extremely, extremely proud of my son who plays in Carter. I'm extremely proud of Max, who continues to show what loyalty is. I'm extremely proud of Greg. I'm not going to give you his last name because I don't want some of you going trying to rap to him. For joining culture. And I'm super extremely proud of Dante for joining culture. The keyboardist, unbelievable, believable. The sax player, believable. The guitar, the lead guitar player, unbelievable. This is a band that you guys are going to hear a whole lot about. You're going to continue to hear whether you like it or not. Don't care, really. If you don't like it, go do something else. Read a book, something. You don't have to pay attention to anything that's going on with this band. But I promise you, you're getting ready to hear and see them everywhere. And, you know, I just thank Earl for giving them a platform tonight, an international platform. And I know many people weren't on the show. No, they wasn't. They wasn't on the show. But they celebrated something that was great for the community. I don't know why I didn't see so many other people there. I don't know why I didn't see the people who say they important there. Are we supposed to celebrate our community something good? She didn't ask for any media attention. She didn't ask for anybody to pop collars for her. Her main focus was these kids. I admire that, being somebody that has worked around all my life. I admire that. And I admire the way that she's taken it to a whole nother level. You guys have no idea what's happening in Gastonia. This is going to be a domino effect of successful ventures in Gastonia. You know, we get to who's looking at what we post. Who's liking what we post? I don't care if you don't like anything post. I don't care if you don't watch anything. Because the ones that don't watch have 10 that don't like me have 100 more that do. The ones that don't support me, I have 500 more that do. So I'm not going to let the ones who claim to be your friend, and y'all talked about this friend word, who claim to be your friend but show you different. I'm, y'all, it's going to be a ripple effect of people cut out of my life out there that can be just as productive as sitting around waiting up to like a post you got on Facebook. And I know some of you, you don't support nothing that happens. I put it this way. Some of you out there saying you my friend. You don't support nothing that I do. You're sitting back and all click the seat and don't think it gets back to me because the ones that come back and tell me. Come back and tell me when you're going to be great. Which I don't really care. You slip you want to. Y'all, we can talk about on this show. I don't talk about everything I want to. I don't want to talk about again. But on the same token, we got a lot of thick black men. Things one another. We got a lot of fixing. Because I will not call you my brother if I feel like you have not been a brother to me. There's a lot of people that do that. Don't try to play the race game with me no more. Yes, I have my people. But I have a whole lot of people that don't look at me to support me. And I love them just as well. Play that card with me. Don't try to play me through my family. That's gonna work. That's just gonna get your feelings hurt. I'm taking this on a whole level, and I'm gonna take you with me. Those of you who are at the who have said that you really, really want to happen with this show, I'm gonna take you with me. But for those that want to sit back, look, say this slick stuff, and go down, fooling nobody but yourself. And if you're going to put that much energy, time, in trying to destroy my name, then I think you are the one with the problem. I know you're the one with the problem. Call 405-602-9633. I want to hear what you guys got to say. That has something to say behind my back. Come in. I'll put you on there. We can talk about it over the air. If you got problems with it, we can talk about it over the air. And then that, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. I promise you, you ain't even about none of that. You ain't about none of that. Stuff has got to stop. All has got to stop. I'm looking for progression, and I'm looking for people to do what's right in my corner. When I tell you I got number to call is 512-9653. Guys, please, please, please make sure to tune in to the next segment. You're live.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mile again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get on and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load and dropping off cause it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to ballin' out of control. Skeeting with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22, put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check, enterprise.
Now, all right,
all right. Behind the scenes working on it, building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, to get out the way. Got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah, with God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off cause it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Mentors inspiring males for success
provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in a Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Show number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, if you just joined, we'll talk about the event that happened last night at the Legacy Center in Gastonia, North Carolina, where the restaurant and we were celebrating Soul Food Bistro, that is, was on the TV show from the Food Network, Restaurant Possible. And I really, really learned a lot watching that episode. I hope you did too. I hope you celebrated the beginning of some great things for the young people that are involved with that restaurant, because it is a great thing, really good about seeing young people being celebrated, being uplifted. And it's just amazing how you put your mind to things and how things really came to the forefront. And we was talking about culture, the band culture. Hey, I tell you that, I have much that I can tell you guys that they done. But one thing that caught my eye, or that caught my ear, when I was listening to coaches yesterday or last night, was how they were able to just take any song. I mean, just do what they want to with it. I just think that talent. One of the songs, I tell you what, that it is. And it's just a little snippet. Listen to this. If I get this right. Hold on. All right, let's see if I can get this. Oh, I'm sitting there. I'm listening to play, and the keyboard player, he breaks this off. Y'all, look, that's amazing. I'm not an instrument player. I'm not no one, and I'm y'all more. Soon as I'm gonna give you some more. But what I give you is going to be phenomenal. Why did I say that word today? I don't know what's going on. It's going to be absolutely ridiculously all the essence of the word. But anyhow, I'm going to get some more culture. I promise you. I most definitely promise you. I have something to do with it. And I see my voice is on the apple. So you guys still bear with me. So real quick, I have to Chicago, Little Rock, South Philly, Tallahassee, Gastonia, the surrounding area, New York, Michigan, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Colorado, Washington, Seattle. I'd like to thank you guys for continuing to support the show. It means a lot. Like I say, I do this show because I give you the platform that you need, that you want to be able to do things that you need to get done. So thank you guys for continuing to support the show. Talking a little bit about how we need to make sure that our community is where it needs to be. And I've been on my back men at the beginning of the show because I don't see any camaraderie. I see a lot of fake text messages, but I don't see any camaraderie where it should be anyway. Sour for some of the things that I'm saying right now. I'm sorry for you. And I hope you're able to get over it. Because everything that you've done to me, everything that people have done to me, I'm going to get over it. After I've given you, I'm going to get over it. I'm going to move on. I'm going to erase you out of my life. And I'm going to continue to do the things that are important. And those things that are important is making sure that my community is well taken care of. My community's needs are met or even heard or acknowledged, whatever the case may be. Those are things that I'm putting focus on. I'm not focused on little pity-petty, petty-pity party. I'm not doing that. I'm doing that. If you decide you no longer want to be associated with me, fine. Go on about your business. Go on about your business. Leave me alone. I'll leave you alone, and we both live our lives. But I will not. I refuse to be something that is really petty worthy. I refuse. Not when we got all the time in this that God granted us to see one another and to make sure that we understand where one another come from. So this band is culture. It's not that other band. And I want you to understand that. It is not the other band. It is not the other players. Culture. It is a new band. And I like what I see with them. I like what I see. Now, I'm not going to get on here about the musicians either. But I'm not kids of musicians behind either. So let's get that straight. But I'm not going to badmouth other musicians. The musicians I have focus on right now are ones that are in the group culture. So guys, support them. Support them. That's all I ask you to do. 515-6. The late great. You know, before I get to that, I want to play a clip. I played this clip before, and I don't think people understand where it's coming from. But I want you to listen to what he has to say. And I want you to understand. Applies to each, every one of our lives. So this is the Dalai Lama, courtesy.
Stanford University.
Changing mind only through compassion or education, not by force. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. In order to carry meaningful dialogue, first, it is necessary respect the other who have different view. Consider part of we, part of humanity. My future also depend on them. So respect and listen their interest and tell them our interest and try to find mutually agreeable solution. That's the only way. Like a Palestine problem. both sides stand firm, then confrontation. Now, 21st century, now 10 years passed. Now 90 years yet to come. Now these young people, you are the people who belongs 21st century. My generation belongs 20th century, already gone. Now ready to say goodbye. So these young people, now you should think how to bring this century, more peaceful century, more compassionate century. So, peace, compassionate, does not mean no longer any problem. Problem there. So long human being there, human interest is there, different interest, different views, always there. There is no other alternative, only through talk. That's the wisdom side. Then respect others' interest, genuine sense of concern or concern of others' well-being. That's the basis. So combine these two things, genuine spirit of dialogue can develop. What do you think? Do you agree?
Passion and passion and peace. Repeated those things a couple of times in a short speech. We got to understand what compassion is. We got to understand what compassion is. Compassion is really understanding someone comes to the conclusion that they're going to say something mean to you, that they're going to do something mean to you, that said something mean or done something mean. You're still compassionate enough to understand that maybe they are coming from a whole different place. Maybe there's things going on that you don't really know. You should know what peace is. We all should understand that peace is going to make everything go clockwork. When it comes to our young people, when it goes to, well, when it comes to our community, it's got to be peace involved. Y'all stop playing with other. Stop playing with each other's emotions. Start doing what needs to be done with one another. Now I'm gonna play another clip. And this is contributed by the late Dick Gregory. And is talking to young blacks. Okay? Talking to young blacks, and I'm going to play a snippet of it. Here is the clip, Greg.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayers, and I thank God I woke up, the Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning, the drug pushers woke up this morning. I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up.
I want to stop that right there. When he talked about getting your business, get into entrepreneurship, we have to make sure that we get in. We got to make sure that we get into business in our community. And we got to make sure that when we get into businesses in our community, that they are going to be supported. We got to support one another. There is a caveat to that. And the caveat is business. I know I've talked to a whole lot of people in the community. They say the one thing that aggravates them is when we go to, as a black person, as a black entrepreneur, when we go to our product to another black person, there is tell you that because you're black, you should get a discount. And if you don't get a discount, you're a sellout. That too. Shady business is bad business. When you try to be shady with the people that you want support, guess what? That gets out there. It gets back to people who could help business grow. And if you don't understand that a small business wants to get work, then I question your methods, your love for the next person that looks like you, that trying to get something done like you. I question your motives for the community. Who am I to question you, you might say? Well, I'm nobody to question you. I am somebody now. Don't get it twisted. But we got to do better by one another. We got to make sure that when we're offering a service to people that look like you, you want to give the very best service, just like you people who don't look like you, the best service. I'm gonna keep it totally 100 with you guys on the show. I have been hurt, have been done wrong. I have been shown a lack of loyalty to people that I have been loyal to, been talked about, been discredited when people don't even know me. And it all comes from people. I don't understand that. Look like me. Show me respect that I feel I deserve. They pay me worth. They support anything I'm doing with the show and the community to give me encouragement and to keep going. But it's the ones that look like me. Try to discourage me, try to tell me things they know is not cool, try to tell other people things about me that they know are not true. But these are the very same people that have sat on my shop talk, talked to me on the show, Live in the Day with Jay Radio, that has walked with me in marches I've had, that went to rallies I've had in the community for Stop the Violence. But yet still, until my back is turned, and they try to get other people against me. Yet, when I see them in public, the smile, smiling in your face, as if you're so oblivious to what's going on, you have no idea. I don't understand people like that. I've always been the person that I don't care for you, want either one, say anything to you, or two, I'm going to approach you and tell you what you've done to me. I've always been that guy. I've never changed. Even when things were going really, really, really well, which I still feel they are, I was the same me. What you see on this show, you see out in public. You see out in public, you see on this show. I have had an independent artist for 10 years, y'all. I've had 10 of these things. And y'all have not been the one. Some of y'all have not supported one. I've given artists a whole platform to display their talent. And some of the artists decided to turn their back on me. But I still wish them luck. I still, to be successful, I see we're not going to be successful together. Because what I cannot do is be around people who are going to continuously go and talk against you when you're trying to help them. Not what we do, y'all. That's not what we do. That's not what we're supposed to do. So regardless of how you feel about me, if you got something going on in the community that's positive, if somebody else is doing something really positive in the community, go support them. Don't stop and just try to be negative to people because you don't like that done, or you don't like their move too fast and critique them when you're making the same moves. Don't do that. Get something going on in your life. I promise you. Something else going on in your life, you'll be a very productive person. And then you will both definitely be able to work out. You might be able to work. I might be able to work. If you're continuing to do negative things, negative things are going to come to you. Number to call is 515-602-9653. We'll come back and close the show, all right? You're definitely live in the game. My hands.
sun. We were the two turned into one. How do I live this life with you gone away? Yeah. Now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes. Still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby. I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands. That's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I don't have you,
what's happening? This Chase Amil, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Welcome back to y'all. Call 515-602-9653. I really, really appreciate y'all listening to me and the way I'm talking like Froggy from the Little Rascals. I really appreciate it. And I know that voices are going to continue to get stronger and it's going to get back to normal, whatever that is. But I can't tell you. I am able to hear my own voice, to be able to help me and taught me a valuable lesson. I don't take anything for granted because those days that I was not able to talk, how about myself crazy not being able to talk? So, technology medicine. Take your allergy medicine. Do what you need to do. There has been a year falling, and it has really, really done a number on me this year. So far, I'm not claiming anything else, but three over any of this, all of this, and I'm glad that I'm able to speak, and you can somewhat understand what I got to say right now, because it's been really, really rough. And I just get you guys able to join me for another show. We overdrive. Make sure that you continue to check out Live in the Day with Jay Neal show. Make sure that you go to the other page where I have taken to become a life coach, and I want you to understand that is a new venture for me, that is going to be something totally worth it. So make sure you go sign up at abundantlydevelopedroots.com. Latest information. Sign up to get a life coaching session, because I'm telling you, you get something out of it. So this is Bruce, and I want you guys to make sure that you support this. To be great, not only for me, but for you, for the community. And please continue to support what we got going on. Also, we're on some podcasts. So podcasts will be coming out this weekend. So there will be not only one, but it'll be two new episodes that you guys will be able to go on and check out. You'll be able to come out on Spotify, on iTunes, on iHeartRadio, and on get them, you know, through Alexa. Just go on and ask us, hear the all new J Radio Show podcast, and she will bring it up for you to listen to it. Go to Apple, and the all new J Radio Show podcast, and you can listen to all the new podcast on and nothing, absolutely nothing. All I ask from you guys is a like, a share, say something really, really about the show and the movie and the things that we're going on that we are trying to get done in the next couple of months. Oh, and real quick, the podcasters that are in the area that are doing their thing, guys are doing a phenomenal job. Please continue to keep doing the things you're doing, shedding light on some of the issues, but just the people that are in the area. No hate here. It's love. I need for everybody to understand that it's all love. I want for you to be just as successful as the next person. And with many platforms we have, gives people choices to be able to get this story out on different platforms. All of those platforms. That's what I'm about. I'm not about vision. I'm about bringing not together. That's part of culture. So you guys need to understand that. Looking out for their webpage, looking out for their Facebook page, social Facebook page. Coming soon, be so you know exactly where they're going to be, where they're going to perform, but you know on the show here. So as I tell you guys, each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God who gives it to me each and every day. As a death, and I'm definitely been live in the day with Jack. I love you. I will see you on Sunday. Have a great weekend. Peace.